Finally today, it's Mother's Day this weekend. There's still time to get a gift or a card if you want. Our friend Deepak Singh won't be doing that. Deepak grew up in India and now lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And for him, Mother's Day is just a Hallmark holiday.
Every year on Mother's Day, I see people shopping for cards. And I get the urge to pick one up too. But then I think how my mother would feel about getting a card from me. I've never sent her a Mother's Day card. Like many men in India, I lived with my parents well after I became an adult. Most parents in India expect their sons to live with them forever, even after they're married. When I got married, I told my parents that I planned to move to the United States. It wasn't easy for me to say this. My mother looked at me, speechless. She looked at my father. There was an awkward silence. After a long pause, she said, "What will people say?" I knew exactly what she meant. She was worried that the neighbors, her relatives, and friends would gossip that the son she raised for so many years was leaving her for a woman he had just met. It was a matter of great shame for her. She had spent every ounce of her energy, money, and time to make sure I was educated, healthy, safe, and happy. She was completely invested in me. I grew up in a culture where saying thank you is not done lightly. When I thanked anyone, I said it in English. Thank you in English is a throwaway term, used in any situation. To me, saying thanks in Hindi would almost seem sarcastic. It feels inadequate. I've never thanked my mother for anything. I don't know how to thank someone who has given up everything to give me everything. I still talk to her twice a week, but I cringe at the thought of sending her a Mother's Day card. It would almost be insulting.
Our friend Deepak Singh there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You know, you don't have to send a card to show mom you love her. If you can carry a tune, you could always sing to her. Here's Leticia Rodriguez Garza with a tribute to her aunt, Mexican legend Eva Garza, one of the first bilingual artists to cross over to the U.S. This is Leticia's cover of a song her aunt used to perform as a mambo with a big band back in the 40s.
Oiga usted, como suena la clave. Mire usted, como suena el bongo.
The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, wishing you a great weekend.
El ritmo que nos mueve el corazón. Oiga usted cómo suena la clave. Mire usted cómo suena el bongo.